Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the X1 Bros. It's good to be back. And while the intro is playing here, Mr. McSpicy, he's like a bartender. He's like mixing himself this sweet, sweet drink, some moonshine. Now he's drinking out of a moonshine.
I'll show it off.
It's in Look at this
mason jar is mixing a whole bunch of drinks. He actually spilled it right when the show
was. Yeah, he was dumping two in. I was impressed. Oh, man. That was it. So what do you got mixed there?
You're gonna laugh. So everyone, we're doing a bet with.
Oh yeah, you son of a bitch. You.
I did.
You left. He's sabotaging me. He left two Dr. Pepper cream sodas right next to me.
Oh man, yeah,
two of them.
Yeah, so we're doing a bet, and I'm doing a lot of low sugar stuff. We have 2 months.
June 1st.
We're gonna do our weigh in, and we're gonna see who wins. But
yep.
So I'm on this like zero sugar drinks kick, you know, and the power of zero sugar drinks is when you mix them. So this one, I found this, I have a lot of like
Country Time.
Yeah. So it's Country Time zero sugar, which I didn't know existed. I was trying it out. And then I have, just Fresca.
Oh, Fresca's good, man.
And then you mix these two together and they're so good.
Well, you're doing it like a pro. You're like,
I know.
I
was a pro until you said something made me nervous and I got it all over the table. Yeah. So I was, I just discovered mason jars again in my life and they're like the perfect size. I used to have these like big Dickies cup and stuff.
Yeah. Cause duck.
It's a good size. It's a good, like, I feel like I'm a camel. I like to, I don't like going to restaurants and them giving me like this little shot glass.
I'm the same way. I need a big cup. Yeah. I've invested in big cups.
You want to taste it? Taste it.
I'll take a taste.
Tell me what you think of. So keep in mind that has zero calories and it's zero, no sugar. That's it's not good. Bad, huh?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah. So it hides
the aftertaste.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
Yeah, it hides it really well.
I think how you do it is Country Time has 5 calories instead of the zero. So
that's funny.
It's really good.
All right, I'm gonna have to step up my game. Seeing you put in this much effort, I gotta step up my game.
And what's funny is I gave him two sodas over there, two Dr. Pepper cream sodas.
And I was like, I come in and I'm like, oh, thanks. He's so nice. Meanwhile, I see.
I will say, I did have, you know, I was thinking, oh, he's probably going to be thirsty, but I'm also thinking,
I'll use that against him.
I'll use
that thirst against
I'll
him.
I'll use his love of Dr. Pepper against him.
Oh, man. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Everybody that's live over youtube.com/X1Bros, thank you for being here. Actually, some longtime listeners back from the Rad Like My Dad days, which is like our first 20
that
episodes.
Was 9 years ago.
Jay Shu, I want to shout out Jay Shu 11. He's found us again. The prodigal son has returned. Good to see you, brother. For those of you watching live, if you're just listening in, you don't know this yet, but if you're watching live, Jordan the Man is not here again. He will be back next week. I have confirmed it. He will be back from his secret mission.
His secret mission, yeah.
His like top it. Secret mission, so. So.
Do you remember last time when he had to go,
he went to Wisconsin.
Went to like, yeah, Minnesota, yeah. Wisconsin. Wisconsin to go get
learned
trained.
Learn how to blow stuff up.
Yeah, he had to go get trained for a couple weeks, and he called in. You remember he called into the show to ask a question? Yeah,
that's right. That's right. That was He may be watching. He may be watching. Jordan the Man, if you're watching, type into chat.
Say hello.
Say hello.
Say hello.
I do want to shout out Super Shocker, who just gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. What is a membership, you may be asking yourself if you're listening to this? A membership is how you support the show. You can come over to YouTube, and you can hit the join button, and you can become a member and support the show. You get a nice little loyalty badge. You get some extra emotes to drop into chat, and we appreciate it. Super Shocker just gifted 5, so huge shout out and thank you to Super Shocker. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're the man. Thank you.
Let's talk about the Redfall fiasco. And Spice, I'd like to get your opinion on this.
Yeah.
So what happened this week is we've all been waiting for Redfall. The release date of Redfall is when? The next 2 weeks,
I'm
I think.
I'm going to pull up gameplay footage while you're talking.
Yes. And Redfall announced this week that it is launching on Xbox consoles with quality mode only. So quality mode means higher graphic fidelity, lower frame rates. And so on the Xbox Series X, you'll get 4K 30 frames per second. On the Series S, you'll get 1440 at 30 frames per second. They add in this tweet that they dropped on April 12th, so 2 days ago, 60 frames per second performance mode will be added via game update at a later date. So they announced this on Twitter. This is a tweet that I'm actually reading, and it got hardcore ratioed. I mean, 6,000 replies, 4,400 quote retweets. A lot of people were unhappy. The common denominator in the comments, and then in multiple polls by other Xbox communities that I saw, which, and keep in mind, these are communities that I consider very reasonable, creators that I consider very reasonable. The overwhelming census was delay it until 60 frames per second. You've been advertising this game. You've been showing it at office 60 frames per second.
This footage we're watching right now, I believe, is in 60. Yeah, it's in 60 frames.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
And so that's it. So the question is, Mr. McSpicy, do you think that Redfall should be delayed? Should they stick? Keep in mind, it's been delayed multiple times now. This would be another delay. Looks like it's ready to go at 30, and then 60 would come at a later date. Or should they delay to 60?
So I kind of feel like that question is kind of a loaded question.
Sure.
A normal game. Well, let's take a game. Let's take a game that doesn't necessarily require frame rate. Like a lot of the Switch
Skyrim.
Games. Skyrim is still an FPS. I was going to say, not an FPS, it's a first-person game. It's an FPG. It's a first-person game.
Okay, fair enough.
I feel like at this point in time, first-person gameplay is the one that you feel the frames the most.
Sure. To your point, you played Destiny on your PC because you wanted 120.
Yeah, that game feels great with higher frames. This is a shooter, even though it's a co-op shooter. We were all thinking it was kind of like Left 4 Dead, but I guess it's not. So, but it's a shooter. It's hard to go back. It really is. If you've never tasted real true Mexican food, Del Taco's just fine. You know, Jordan would say Del Taco's the best. But if you have tasted that Tex-Mex, that the lime cilantro tacos from the real locations, you know, you're going to be like, okay, Del Taco tastes like plastic. It's the evolution of DVD, or let's say take VHS to DVD to Blu-ray. It's taking that step. It's like, oh yeah, this is better. Oh yeah, this is better. But then going back to those, that's when you feel it. That's when you're like, ah, shoot. Okay, that sucks. This, I believe, is one of those cases. This is a first-person shooter that first-person shooters are going to be very hard to go from 60 to 30. Going from, like a lot of PC players, 120 to 30...
Yeah.
You might not want to even play the game.
Yeah.
And that's the argument you're seeing. The fact that they have been showcasing
every
60,
so
that's where you get into
confirmed by Forbes right now. They have never previewed or showed this game with anything less than 60.
Which is really surprising to me. I guess that just shows that they're playing on high, like super high-end PCs. That's what they're developing this game on. I believe this game is being developed with the Unreal 4 engine.
It is Unreal 4, yes.
Yeah. And Unreal 4 is still pretty optimized. So it's an interesting call. What I find interesting is the fact that they're not going to delay it.
Well, they're
until
2 weeks away from the launch date. It's really close. So stuff is probably set in motion. Distributors, game might maybe at stores, physical copies.
This feels like a couple of months ago, this discussion was made, and I believe they made the incorrect decision. I personally think they made the incorrect decision. I think they should have delayed it. personally. Not if it was any other game genre. Well, not any other game genre, but if it was a different game genre, I could see, okay, 30 FPS is fine. This, I don't think, it's a shooter.
So let me ask you this, because this is Arkane, which is under Bethesda. Bethesda is not known for 60.
Okay.
If Starfield was dropping and didn't drop with 60, big deal? Not big deal.
Starfield, I mean, that still is a first person, and there is combat in there, but that's... I mean, I haven't played it, but it seems more in an exploratory nature.
It's more of a Skyrim-esque than how this has been shown. Okay,
let me just say, Fallout... Those games kind of are janky because of the engine they use. It just feels weird. That engine just feels weird compared to other smoother engines.
Yeah.
And so in a perfect world, I would say, yes, yeah, Starfield, absolutely high frames. I don't want, but like the quirks of like Fallout kind of are endearing to me in a weird way. I don't think I can answer that in a manner that is correct, because I like those games and I like the jankiness of that engine.
Yeah, the janky works.
Because it's...
Jank is a feature, not a bug.
Yeah, because it just makes it feel like Fallout. It just makes it feel like Skyrim. It just makes it feel like that. But this is a shooter, and shooters, you can feel it more. I get that we can play in 30 frames per second, and I probably will play this, you're going to feel it. You're definitely, if you've been playing in 60
now
and you go back to play this in 30, you're going to be like, ugh. And that's why I think they should have delayed it. Yeah. I'm on the side of delay until it's done right.
Okay. Let me ask you this real quick. We just dropped a poll. We ask players, should Redfall be delayed? 80% said yes, 20% said no. That's very lopsided. That's one of our most lopsided polls that we've ever done.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because Series X, that we're in next generation and the expectation has become 60 frames per second? Like, that's the new norm.
For shooters, yes. That's why it's kind of it's almost a case-by-case basis, but we are getting to the point where I personally think gameplay for most games should be 60. Some games, you know, are excluded because, you know, Wargroove doesn't matter. Those types of games, it doesn't matter. But shooters should be at least 60. I think that's pretty important at this point.
I agree with
especially,
you.
Since they can. Like, that's the thing. Like, maybe the game wasn't possible. If that's the case, then okay. But they're saying, we're going to do it later. I don't like that attitude. I think games should not come out broken, and this is probably not broken, but it should not come out unpolished and then plan on polishing it later. You know, the developer's probably under a lot of pressure from, like, investors and things like that. The overlords are
Microsoft.
We need to return our investment type thing. I get that side of it, but we have so many examples of mistakes of doing it that way.
Well, so I have something to say that people are not going to like. So let me apologize in advance. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry that you're not sorry.
Yeah. But before we do, I do want to say happy birthday to Super Shocker and the Psychotic. Both are members, Cortana and Atriox members, and it's both their birthdays today.
It's both of your birthdays. Yes, that's so great. Happy birthday.
Yeah, so happy birthday.
Great
happy
members birthday of the community. You.
That's
thank you.
Crazy, crazy awesome.
Happy birthday.
I think, so Seth Garfinkel said, when I paid $500 for my Series X, Microsoft promised all games would be at least 60. They're not keeping the word. I don't know that they promised all games, but definitely
first titles?
The capability would be there.
I think they might have promised first title games.
Maybe.
Maybe. Game Pass, I think that's...
Yeah,
I could
but
be
his
wrong.
Point is, regardless, I think the expectation is set. He goes on to say, Matt Booty needs to go because after all this time, Xbox has no games, and that sucks. I don't know who needs to go, but I do think, remember the Halo Infinite release. Remember, they were showing it up, and a week after they showed it off, or 2 weeks after they showed it off at their big event, then it's being delayed. So it feels very, this feels very reminiscent of that. And so somewhere, whoever is in charge of setting these dates or the schedule or making it or making sure that things are getting done, there's a disconnect happening somewhere. Maybe we're overstating it because we don't know the structure, how it all works. We don't know, you know, especially since Microsoft has acquired Bethesda, how this works. But it does seem to be a standard with the Xbox brand.
What's the standard?
Or not a standard, but a pattern.
A pattern of
showing off Halo in a certain way, then delaying it. Then Redfall is always shown with 60 frames per second, and then you delay it a few times. Now you delay it again 2 weeks until launch, or you don't delay it. Actually, you just say this 30 frames per second 2 weeks right before launch. Like it's very there's something. Somewhere. I don't know what it is. And maybe it's just chance. Maybe it's coincidence. Here's the thing, though. Having said that, they dropped Hi-Fi Rush out of nowhere, and Hi-Fi Rush is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a very
So we're getting that.
Yeah. I tend to try to be as reasonable as I can because I know how much work goes into these games, and I know how much money goes into this game and how many, I mean, think about how many emails, how many phone calls, how many man hours, how many, just all the things combined. And I feel like when you do this, somebody's pressing that release date throttle. They're just gunning it down. And I feel like they're not listening to the people on the floor, you know, the people that are making this game. Cause all this work that all these people that are doing for a game like this, and then to have the decision made to come out before it's fully polished. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, I
think remember that's a few weeks ago, that's got to be so frustrating.
A few weeks ago, we had this conversation, maybe a month ago or so, and I said, I would rather just not have dates. Just show me trailers and never show me a date. And I know there's expectations and you're creating FOMO. And then just drop stuff like
when they're
ready, when it's ready to go.
But a lot of games, I mean, let's take games. I mean, Halo Infinite is an interesting game to talk about because how we're getting information on how that game was changed mid journey.
Yeah.
No, how people came in, started making executive decisions to change the output of the game, like the fundamental parts of the game, 2 years before launch, and the game has been in production already for 4 years. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on the back end. I wonder if the release dates are not just for us, but as a goal. Well,
it definitely is. You get 100% focused on one item with a goal to set it at X time. And it's all hands on deck.
And if you don't make that, it adds the pressure. It's like, who is the guy? Was it Cortez that burned the boats?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You die or survive. Yeah, there's no going back.
Burn the boats.
Burn the boats.
It's probably a terrible.
I think it was Bill Belichick.
No, but it's like, you know, you set that date in a public setting and now everybody. That's it. We got to hit that date.
That's how it works for sure.
Yeah. So I can see I can see that side of things. But at the same time, if you come out with a Cyberpunk release and all that work, that game could have been so good.
Here's the thing. Irregardless of delays, if the game launches and the game is really good, all this will be forgotten.
But you're going to feel 30 frames. You're.
Yeah.
If everyone has been playing on an Xbox 360 for the last 15 years, I get it. You're probably not. It's going to be fine. But going. It's.
The water is slowly turning on, and you're the frog in the pot, you know?
It's like going from fiber back to dial-up.
I wouldn't call it that extreme, but yeah, it's... You're going to notice the frame drop if you've been playing at that fidelity.
Yeah.
It's
interesting.
I think the mistake here is not necessarily...
So should they delay now? See, I don't think they can. You're too close, and I'm sure that there are... marketing deals set in place.
If they delay, it's going to cost them a lot of money.
I'm sure.
Because, like you said, they probably have hard copies.
There's hard copies that have been shipped. There's all kinds of things that in place.
I think 2 months ago, the decision that was made to just go ahead and launch.
Now, they did say at a later date, they didn't put a specific date on that. So we don't know how close or far that is. It could be a week after launch. Great. This could work out in their favor, especially if it's a decent game, because you get two launches essentially.
True. That's a valid point. Maybe they've done the numbers.
You get good reviews, and the reviews say if only this was at 60 frames per second. And then a month or 2 months later, I don't know how long, when 60 frames drop, all of a sudden you got this Now Play, the game you love, in buttery smooth 60 frames. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, huh?
In a world. Where 30 frames was vampires. Not the norm.
Have you watched John Wick 4 yet?
No, I have not.
Dude.
I know. Everybody tells me. I haven't seen John Wick 3 either. Wait, you haven't yet either.
No, I haven't. I thought you did, though. I thought you did.
No, I haven't seen John Wick 3.
Oh, well, yeah, you should watch it, or you'll be bored the first 20 minutes.
You said the first 20 minutes, you know, you're like,
but it doesn't matter, because then when the action starts, you're like, yes. Yes, please.
Well, see, okay. Speaking of cinema and and movies, I will say the optimal frame rate for cinematics in any game is 24 frames. I don't think there should even be a discussion. I think gameplay 60 plus, cinematics 24. It just looks so much better. It just having the cutscenes and 24 just gives it so much more flare vibe. Just it feels better. And
which is interesting. And do you think it's because it's a passive experience? Passive experiences, there's no feel to it you have with a controller.
You only feel the controller and the mouse and all your input devices. That's how you feel the motion. And with cinematics, we're watching a movie in a sense, and our eyes are so used to, because of how movies have been produced for years and years and years and years, our eyes are so used to the 24 frames that when movies are not in 24 frames, it looks bizarre to us. It looks like a soap opera. It just looks too... It's something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. And I remember the discussion when Gears...
You can see it. So I've got that LG TV.
Oh, yeah. That's so sexy.
And you can see it in certain shows or certain movies that you watch. And you're like, it just looks weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well...
And then you've got to go in and set your TV settings to...
Well, and that's the thing. TVs come standard with the... Every brand calls it something different.
Cinematic mode or
it's whatever. It's where the technology is... The TV is essentially duplicating and merging the frames to bring it up to a higher frame rate. Sony calls it something else. LG calls it something. All it's doing, it's trying to basically up the frame rate to have it more buttery smooth. But what that does for movies is it ruins movies. Instantly, whenever I get a new TV, disable everything.
Yeah, you got to go disable that.
Disable everything. I don't want the TV thinking of what...
Well, it does look weird. Like. It just looks weird.
I want it to be how the creator wanted me to see.
Shout out to Seth Garfunkel for his super chat. Thank you very much, Seth Garfunkel. Appreciate that.
Thank you. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I remember when Gears came out. It was one of the recent Gears. The game was in 60, and then it dropped down to 24, or it was like 30 and 24. I can't remember what it was, but in the cinematics, they dropped it down to 24, and people were upset about that. And it was just a ignorant complaint. Honestly, it's just somebody that does not know how good 24 frames looks when you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
And
People like that can complain all the time. I feel like, man, with speaking of Redfall, where, I mean, we're watching gameplay. I think this is a case of, I think everyone's right. It was a mistake. I also think people get mad a little. They go a little bit overboard on getting mad about games.
Yeah, I got Minecraft Legends is coming out next week. We don't really need Redfall right now.
Yeah,
it's okay to delay.
I think just remember that these are games, and people are trying to entertain us. to be civil, and I feel seeing a lot of the comments and stuff. It's kind of sad sometimes to see how angry people get about games, but.
Interesting, Matthew Cundert, I'm not sure if this is true, but he says he was listening to the Sacred Symbols podcast, and they were saying that there's data out there that shows that most people prefer graphic mode over performance mode anyway. It depends. So, example for me.
I'd like to see that data, because that is absolutely incorrect in my life with everyone that I rub shoulders with, and maybe they're including mobile.
But again, I think it depends on the game type. Because in a first-person shooter, you're not super concerned about graphics normally. It is all about the smooth speed. But a Hogwarts Legacy, for instance, I switched mine over to graphic mode until I figured out it was bugged. Remember?
Yeah. And I was like, when you were complaining about...
There was no... About ray tracing. I was like, ray tracing's a scam!
No, it's not a scam.
It's a scam. Yeah, now that they fix it, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
but there's a game. There's a game that I don't need performance mode. I want quality mode in a Hogwarts. Red Dead Redemption, same thing. I would want a quality mode, not a performance mode there.
Red Dead?
Yeah, Red Dead.
Let me think about that one. At 30 frames? Yeah, well, yeah, just walking around. But when you get into combat, you go into option setting switch. And if you're PvPing, you want the frames.
Yeah, but, I mean,
but the
in
online.
Red Dead, you're magnet targeting anyways.
Yeah, but you don't... it just...
It's already pretty smooth because it magnets to my target for me.
No, well, I would say for the first 30 minutes of any game, I play it on graphic mode, and then I'll... Then
you immerse yourself for 30 minutes, and you switch over.
Yeah, and then you switch over. Yeah, because...
Yeah. It's interesting. Anyways, thank you guys for participating in that poll there. Let's talk about Minecraft Legends that comes out next week. We're getting reviews already, and it's looking good. It's right now it's 73 Metascore. That's only critics, and that seems low from what I've been seeing from people I trust and the reviews on YouTube. From people that I see, they are not only enjoying it or pleasantly surprised, but really enjoying it. And the entire concept, they're calling it a true real-time strategy game, which I'm very excited
for. What does that mean? What is a true?
Because they thought it would be gimmicky, and then they play it, and they're like, yeah, this is like StarCraft with Minecraft,
wait,
though.
This is like StarCraft?
Well, no, I mean, you're in third-person view. You care. It's probably more like Warcraft when you had the heroes.
Warcraft 3?
Warcraft 3, yeah. But it, regardless,
like you can control multiple minions and
no, I don't know. I've only watched everyone I see. I mean, they follow you, but you play a character. You play your like Minecraft character, but it's real time strategy. Everybody's really liking it right now.
I'm actually. I'm gonna fast forward see if I can get your gameplay here. I want to see. Okay, it's cutscene. Okay, I would say this is not like Warcraft 3 because. You're only controlling one person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Warcraft 3.
It's Warcraft 3 and the fact that you're a hero.
Yeah. Well, Warcraft 3 had heroes.
Yeah.
And you would level them up and everything. That was how MOBAs began, was Warcraft 3.
MOBA.
Oh, looks fat. Looks cool.
The thing is, though, on our team, playing against other people, PvP, baby, and... Minecraft, yes, you're building up castles and strategies and defenses. You've got to go get resources.
Is there going to be a competitive mode? Like, is there a way to ladder in this?
I don't think at launch there is. I've not seen anything on it, but
because if there's a way to ladder,
eventually you got to imagine.
Yeah,
dude,
I need myself a laddering game.
Teams for this? Maybe I'll become a Minecraft Legends streamer. Content creator, just dedicated to Minecraft Legends.
Well, I mean, if it works out, you'd be huge, you know?
Minecraft's a huge brand. The Brandy brand. Do you remember on Mixer, whenever we would stream Minecraft, you pop to the top? We would pop to the top. This is the power of Minecraft.
Well, the power. Well, what's interesting?
You would pop to the top, but then our Discord would get flooded.
Oh,
flooded!
My goodness, yeah. You introduced
50 people. 50 people in 30 minutes would join our Discord, and it would all be kids.
And it would all be like the people that send 9 emojis as their message.
But that was the power of Minecraft. Like, still to this day, it probably has that effect, but. Anyways, I'm very excited for this. This does drop on Tuesday. It is on Game Pass for everybody. Very excited for this. Very excited to experience this. I think it's a new, unique take on the Minecraft verse.
Wait, so we're watching gameplay and there's a path, it looks like. Is this like a kind of like a tower defense where they're going to be coming through that? Is that where like minions come through and he's like setting up defenses?
No, because I don't. That? Yeah, but I don't think you. I think that's just this level.
But why is he putting? Okay. Well, I know that like StarCraft.
So he's setting his resources, and those are like things that he's building, right? See, he's spawning characters there. See, there's his minions. Now, dude, I love that you're on this little. You're on a friggin'
donkey.
Donkey, dude.
I mean, it's a horse, I think, but it looks like a donkey.
That's right. Psychotic in chat says those are the same kids who set fire to the realm and stole items from everyone. It's true.
Well, you would stream, and then 10 minutes later. How do I join the realm? How do I join the server? How do I join the server?
How do I join? How do I join? How do I join?
Everyone knows what I'm talking about. The people that send 12 emojis as their message. And it's like, you just gave me your age.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So that's Minecraft Legends next week. Very excited for it. Let's talk about one more news story before we jump into our other stuff. Elite controllers. A bunch of new colors now. You can fully customize your colors. You can fully customize your thumb pads. You can fully customize the back paddles on them even. You can buy them separately, too. $30 for a paddle pack.
A paddle pack!
It just comes with paddles. It doesn't come with the front. Just the back, the 4 back paddles.
Hey.
But colored.
Can I tell you a story?
Tell me a story.
Wait, first let me get this. Where's that picture at? Where can I find
it? If you just go to...
EliteController.com?
Elite Controllers. Colors.
Colors? Okay. Colors. I want to put this up. All right, I'll tell you my story. I remember... This is back when I was
like... There you go, Xbox Wire.
Where this
right
one?
There, yep.
Okay, just click on that, and then I can throw down... is there... Okay, I'll just...
That one?
I'll just click... Okay, perfect. I just want to put this on screen while we're just chilling and hanging out. How old was I? I think I was like 20 years old. I got really sick, and it like shifted my life a little bit. But my friend, when I was getting over my sickness, my friend came... And he was on his motorcycle, and he's like, dude, you got to come with me. I was like, what? He's like, you got to come with me right now. He's a really good guy because he knew I was like.
You got to come with me.
I hopped. What do you call it? I hopped on the back of his motorcycle. We went a couple blocks down. We went to my other friend's house. And this was actually my first introduction to the Xbox.
Mm.
I go in this guy, my friend's basement. And there's a big screen here, a big screen here. On the opposite side, there's a big screen TV, a big screen TV. The community got together and made a Halo LAN party. And I had never seen this before in my life. I sit down. I hadn't played games in a long time up to that point. I sat down and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. There's a moral to the story, David.
I realized where it was going.
You know now.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is sorry. Okay. You're getting mad at me.
Go ahead.
I remember I was sitting down and I was like, I got to play. And they're like, sweet. There's pizza around. They're like, yeah. And I was like, toss me that paddle. And the guy that I didn't know very well.
The hardcore dude.
He was like 10 years older than me.
He's
like
the guy 30. That corrects your punctuation.
Yeah. He goes, it's not a paddle. It's a controller. And I was like, oh.
Well, now on the controllers, there's paddles.
I know. That's back. Why I was confused yeah. when you were saying paddles. And this same guy in the same probably 2 minutes later, I was like,
is he dead?
The guy?
Yeah. Is he dead now?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen this guy since that day.
Hey, paddle guy, I hope you're dead.
No, that's so mean. No, he's probably, he probably had a shift in his life and he's now really, probably a really good guy.
He's a nice guy.
No, I remember playing, it was Blood Gulch, the level we were playing on, you know? And I was like, dude, come pick me up in the Jeep. I've never played this game before. And the guy goes, it's not a Jeep. It's a Warthog. And I was like,
and he's like 30. And you guys were all like 20.
So I tell that story because I don't want to be that guy, David.
Yeah.
But that is a controller, not a paddle.
Yeah, but paddles are on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Paddles. So scroll down. Go ahead and scroll down. I'll show you what I was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, scroll down on this and I'll show you. So anything you want to do. So you can customize the thumbnails right there. So ready for this? Pay attention to those paddles. Pay attention right there.
The actual paddles or the controller?
The actual paddles. Watch this. Bam. Bam.
Oh, they actually changed the color.
Yes.
They're airbrushing it for us.
Yes. Okay, so you can buy the entire thing in one, or if you already have a controller, you can buy the thumbsticks plus D-pad pack and customize your thumbsticks plus D-pad. That's $39.99. I did it this week. Or...
Wait, you bought one?
No, I was like going through them.
Oh.
Or you can get the paddles pack. It's just the pack paddles for... with custom colors, and that is $26.99. Or the one that kills me is this.
Are you just getting the paddles themselves?
This is just separately. Yeah. You can get them by yourselves.
Gotcha.
Or you can also get the custom carrying case, which if you look, the only thing that changes is the zipper.
Well, the zipper and the
logo.
The emblem, yeah.
Which is cool, but it's $39.99. It does come with the charger inside, but I never use that charger. Have you ever used that charger? I actually
didn't know it charged. I did not know my case was a charger.
Yeah.
My case is a charger?
Yeah, there's a charger inside of it that you set your controller on.
So it's like new headphones. It
plugs in through the back, kind of.
Cases?
Kind of. Not exactly, but kind of. Yeah.
That's funny. I did not know it was a charger.
Yeah, but look. So I went in and I was doing the combinations all this week. Super cool. I like the customization. Let me ask, is that too pricey, do you think, for thumbsticks and paddles? Basically $30 for each pack.
Yeah.
I would do the thumbsticks. The paddles you don't see anyways. The thumbsticks and D-pad, that's life-changing, baby.
Yeah. $30? I mean, that's like, what is that, 5 Wendy's meals?
Totally worth it. Imagine if you got different paddles or different thumbsticks for different games.
You know
based
what that'd be
color.
Okay.
Based
when you
color.
Say it like that, it's totally worth it.
Yeah. So you
show
got,
up.
You they show up at a tournament, and you got your you bust out your Halo colors.
What game are we playing? All right. And then you
have like a catalog, one of those big plastic cases.
Flip them through, and then you take it out and you sniff it. Oh yeah, this is it. This is the one. Do you think they? Oh, do you know what'd be cool is like if they made them smell differently. Like the purple one smells like lavender.
Grape. Scented thumbsticks.
Scented thumbsticks.
Seth Garfinkel in chat says, do they work on the original series too? They do. Yes. So it's great replacement parts. That's a great point. Absolutely.
30. Yeah, I still think 30 for, I mean, they're great. $30. This probably costs
I want to go in and make the most expensive controller and see what the price is and what you're getting for that.
That's what I used to do with Apple products.
Yeah, yeah. What is the?
I made a Apple tower,
$100,000 tower.
Yeah, man, they get up there. Yeah. Back when you could actually build your own Macs.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, big news. I used to like back 10 years ago. I had my whole setup and my workflow was with Macs. Went away when they made the trash can.
The trash can pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah. Oh, they were. It was stupid. They didn't want. Wanted consumers, not prosumers.
And how short lived was that trash can?
Yeah, I know.
Like a year?
They made a lot of mistakes. They lost me for 10 years. Guess what I bought this week? Look to your left. I bought myself an iPad.
Oh, an iPad.
I haven't had an Apple product in I don't even know how many years.
Okay, you just need to get your phone so that when I send you texts, that's how they get you, man.
I had to get it for a very specific project for work. I had to get that for, but that one was like iPads are cheap. Well, yeah, not all iPads. That one was relatively inexpensive.
Yeah, because this is like the...
That's the cheapest one. I got the...
Just the iPad only. Yeah, but honestly, so I have the Pro.
Yeah.
And you think, here's the... All it is, it's a really expensive media consumption device.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's would have been just as good on the lowest version. The Pro is sold to you because you're like, yeah, okay, I think I need the balls. I want this. Yeah, look at that screen.
Well, you do. I mean, you want the balls, man. You gotta have the balls.
And then you get the screen, and you're like, oh, look at that screen. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to do all this stuff with it. No, you don't do anything.
Here, can you toss it to me? It's funny. I don't want people to know that I have an Apple still.
Yeah, in fact, you're even on the Lightning charger. The Pros are on the C.
Yeah, where's the power on this thing? Like, I even, if you look...
Yeah, you blacked it out.
I blacked out the logo. You can't even tell that it's... This is just a generic tablet.
Yeah.
It's really hard to see.
So I got a Pro, and then I was like, maybe I'd put in a little more to get the bigger screen, and then I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't.
I don't want people to know I have an Apple product.
But yeah, it's... Yeah, it's...
Anyways, I brought that up because $30 seems pretty... I mean, it's good, but...
Yeah, I feel like $19.99 is reasonable.
That's better.
For each of those.
Can you get third party pieces to this?
Oh yeah. There's lots of third party add-ons that you can get for the Elite Control.
I want to see what those are made like, what you can do with that, because we all know the real stuff's in the
third party. And
those are when you get the good stuff.
It's when you get the good stuff. Yeah. Hey, you want to know what game I've been playing back into lately?
Huh.
Dreamlight Valley.
The badass Disney game.
So badass. So I'm sitting there playing it. So this game is Animal Crossing. You know how grindy Animal Crossing is?
Oh, yeah.
That's it. So I had done this, dedicated tons of hours to it. I started completely over. And the reason I started completely over is this game is in early access, and there was a glitch, and one of the first missions I've never been able to do. And so I can't progress, and there's been multiple. The latest patch was a 6-gig patch, and that's the mission, the Mickey Mouse mission. I was never able to do it. It glitched on me, and you have to find a recipe, and I could never get the recipe. It was never at the location that it was supposed to be. And
That sucks.
So I just started completely over, but you know when you start over, you just know everything, so you speed through it. So that's where I'm at. But they have dropped. All this game is Animal Crossing. All this game is the Animal Crossing shop. Like, and you know how you would, I was telling you this the other day, you know how you'd go back in time because you just want those sweet, sweet items? In fact, here she is going into the Animal Crossing shop, Scrooge's place. And there it is. Limited time. Some of these items only available once. You miss them. They're gone forever. And you just want all these items. So right now, their battle pass, I'm calling it a battle pass for, let's call it a season pass. Their season pass, they're just genius. Right now, their season pass is rides from Disneyland.
Hmm.
And so you can unlock the freaking the giant California Adventures merry-go-round. You can unlock the elephants up and down and put it. And that's all this game. And that's you progress to build up your world, and unlocking characters gives you new places and stuff like that as you unlock them. But that's all. This game is Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing with Disney. I'm hooked again. And it's, remember last week we talked about collections, yeah, they bore me sometimes. Yeah. That's all this game is. That's all it is.
You know, it's funny, after that discussion, I kind of decided to go on a anti-FOMO fast.
Yeah.
Or no, like a FOMO fast. I don't know what you would call it.
So it is just a FOMO fast.
Yeah.
Not anti.
I have, for a week since that podcast, I have not played a game that has dailies.
Hmm. How is it?
I am happier.
Freeing.
It is awesome.
Well, there's a pressure there. If you miss it.
That's the thing. Like, I'm cleansing myself because it gets out of control.
How many dailies? Well, here's the thing. How many games were you doing dailies on?
Oh, quite a few. Like, well, so the one Snap, that was hitting me
so
hard.
Snap,
it would also be.
Destiny?
Destiny Hearthstone was one.
Well, your whole life was dailies.
Well, but Destiny got, like, that one, like, hits hard. Because they have so many ways that you could miss gear. They have, obviously, They have, of course, the vendor stuff. They have Xur on the weekends, but they have Legend. They call them the Lost Sectors, and you're guaranteed, basically not guaranteed. It's like a 25% that if you beat the Lost Sector in Legendary under 20 minutes or 25 minutes, I don't know what it is. It's a 25% chance to get a exotic specific gear that you actually even know what gear it's going to be. It's going to be like the arms, the legs, the chest piece, and those are really important for builds and such. It got out of control.
Like, yeah, dude.
It was absolutely
so. Give me your daily routine, peak daily game. Daily routine. Like, what did it look like? What did a typical day at your peak of daily games playing, when you were playing the most games that required dailies, what was your day like?
Is this like within? I'm older, man. Are you talking like in my 20s?
Like, no, just recently, like when you've been playing the most. You wake up, you sit on the toilet, you play some Snap.
Well, it's hard because I have so much work to do too. It's just. Basically, what I would have to do is, I would work throughout the day, and I want to put time in with my family as well. And once they went to sleep, I was doing what Jordan does every day of his life. Like,
sacrifice sleep.
You sacrifice sleep, and it was getting out of control. it was getting bad. Like, the human body isn't meant to do dailies.
That is, you know, too funny.
And so I did like a daily fast, and I feel better about myself. I feel happy with myself, David.
So what are you playing? Any games that you focused on this week that aren't daily specific?
No, I actually.
So you took a game fast.
Because the only games I played were dailies, and I'm the person that I had to get those dailies. So I have not played a game this week.
Wow, sometimes that's a nice break.
It actually.
Oh, we talked about gaming burnout last week, so.
And I'm telling you, sleeping's awesome.
It's true. Your mind is better. You're less agitated.
Yeah, and I think what I want to do, I was really interested in playing that sim game that you've been playing.
Anno 1800.
Yeah,
it's very good.
That very looks. Good. I feel like I can just chill with that.
Yeah.
But I have. Sleeping has just been so much nice. It's been so much nice.
So I'll play daily games and then I ignore the dailies.
How do you do that?
It puts me behind, but whatever. I don't care. Like this game has dailies, but not really. It's more like, so right here, what she's doing every day, like every day, some thorns pop up and you go around and you just gotta knock them all down.
This but you game's get forcing no, but it's how chores, you get, like it's, Stardew Valley.
It's, yeah, but it's how you get items. Like, see, she from that got that.
A cropped cardigan.
Yeah.
Wow. Is she gonna
wear it? Here she goes. Here she goes.
Put it on.
Put it on, baby. Where's your cropped? She can't find it.
She wasn't impressed. She saw it and she's like, nah, I'm out. That looked ugly.
I like this dress. I mean,
that's pretty much my story with dailies too. Like, it's a collection. Well, see, with Marvel Snap, that's why I kind of was mad at it. And I like the collection, but Marvel, that's why I play Marvel the game. Snap. I don't play it because of the game. I play it because of the card collection.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Marvel Snap is... Yeah, they ruined it for me. I want to try this. So we're here on YouTube, everybody that's listening, YouTube Live, and they actually have a Q&A feature. I'm curious what it is. Mail sack time. Ask something. Oh, very cool. Very cool. So... this may be how we do mail sacks for now on. So on our side, it removes chat, and any questions submitted here to the mail sack will pop up for us only, and it gets rid of all other chat. So if you would like to leave a question and you're here live, here for the last, you know, umpteen minutes or whatever that we have, leave a question right there, mail sack time. Just click that button at the top.
Oh, wait, so it's a pop-up.
It's a pop-up. On Q&A. Chat. Q&A mail sack time. I'm going to go ahead and
Mike... Mike and Chet Whitlinger, I have really bad eyesight, sorry. How old is old when playing video games?
Is there too old?
I don't think so. In this day and age, no. I actually think when you've gone to like your, back in the day, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, and they are in an old folks home or whatever, and Andy Griffith, that was the show that those those old timers really liked. They would watch that. They would play bingo. They would have like a guy come in and play harmonica or something, you know. When we hit that age, you know, we're totally going to be MMOing, man. We're going to be like, we're all going to be like, just like, playing some games in the old folks home. If I'm not doing that, something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I am waiting for the day when I can walk around pantsless.
Well, and not get in trouble. So like old folks homes right now, that generation is not there for gaming. But when we're there,
that's what I'm saying.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be the ultimate LAN party.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. That's true.
We're going to be playing Halo, man.
So we do have questions rolling into the mail sack. First up, Psychonic says, what classes are you going for in Redfall?
What are the classes? I can't even remember that. I thought there were four pre...
So I know what class Spicy is going to go for. The sniper class. There's a sniper. Yeah. Whoever had that sniper...
I remember range.
In the preview, there's sniper. Yeah, Spicy always goes sniper. Sniper or magic?
Yeah, sniper and magic, that's what I go for every time. I don't like the upfront tank game. Jordan likes it.
I like it.
Oh, you know Jordan. That guy, man. I started playing a couple months ago World of Warcraft with him.
Yeah.
I haven't played that in a while. Dude, those tanks are rare in that game when you're doing like raids and stuff. Yeah. It's really inspiring.
But a tank is a tank.
When there's 30 people waiting for Jordan to run up and say, let's go. Like, because there's one tank for the 30 people.
And he's the tank?
And he's the tank.
He's the leader.
It is like, I wish he was here.
You're like, whoa, I didn't realize how big of a deal you are.
Everyone's sitting around. Some people are dancing. Some people are eating, you know? And then Jordan shows up and he calls the countdown and there's a countdown that comes on the screen, 9. And he just runs forward and it's totally... Lord of the Rings when the ranger, what's his face? I can't remember names. I'm old, everybody. But when he runs forward, he looks back at Legolas and he's like, ah! Aragorn, I can't remember. But he's like, and he just charges. That's Jordan.
That's awesome.
You should play with us, man.
I should. But okay, so
there's too much pressure.
Here's
for
the
tanks.
Classes. I mean, it's pretty standard classes here. Devinder is a controller disruptor. Are you a controller guy?
Controller? So like they're what?
Like AOE attacks.
I do like AOE. So yeah. AOE range, I like. I don't like AOE melee. I don't like being up close.
So then Jacob, the character Jacob, is a recon pusher stealth.
So controls probably interrupts and stuff, I would say. I do like interrupting. That's always fun. Being a dick and totally like being a troll, that's what
you see, I think you're going to be Layla. Layla is agile, shielder, skirmisher. I think she's the one with the sniper.
Skirmisher sounds like up close though. Agile, she gets in, she gets out. That's the rogue style.
So Remy is tank, support, territorial.
Tank and support on the same.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I'm old school. I'm a traditionalist. I like the holy trinity of gaming. You have your me and Jordan have a handshake. You have your tank, your healer and your DPS, and the tank is this, and then he puts his hand on this, this, and then so it's tank, healer, and then the DPS.
Oh yeah, he's done that, and he does it real fast. DPS.
Yeah. So you go tank, healer, DPS, and you slap it. That's like the holy trinity of gaming. It's just fun when you have your specific roles and you rely on each other. It's really fun. I feel like other games that have removed that have removed some of the fun. I think like what was that Iron Man game that came out where you float? It was a flop. It was cool for the first week playing it. Oh man,
Anthem. Yeah,
they removed that Trinity.
I'm frequently reminded. Yeah, because I was the freaking tank, and it didn't make a difference.
It didn't matter.
Didn't make a difference. Yeah. Oh. Remember that game though? Like
yeah.
So I have fond memories of that game. Only because of the trailers. Like, I remember where you were the first time you saw that trailer, and you're like, whoa. I wonder why.
Because the end game sucked.
Why lack of support for that? Why just give up on it?
Because it
was just that broken.
Yeah, people didn't like it. I believe when it sucks, well, not when the game sucks, but when it's not received as well as it is, it's like, okay,
there's no coming back.
Do we? I'll throw this back under Redfall.
Psychotic. Great question. What class are you going for in Redfall? I think I'd go tank healer or tank support if that's the case.
But see, let's be real. DPS is always the funnest. I love support, though. I love support. I mean, this is the problem with Overwatch. You have that in Overwatch. You have the tank, healer, and the DPS. The problem is everybody wants to play DPS, and so that's why they moved it to a one tank, two DPS, two healer, because no one wants to play the tank, and they made the tanks like super powerful now. and no one. I mean, if you're a healer, you get in a game within like 10 seconds in that game. Yeah. Which, by the way, Overwatch. This is news. Overwatch announced a week or two ago the new season, and they're going to be coming out with a new healer.
Like it? Don't like it?
It's going to be interesting. The character is. He's a support, and they're saying he like balances technology and nature.
In nature,
it's actually really funny. You know how like businesses try to have a nice, diverse
umbrella
of everything. Me and Jordan are laughing. They checked everything off the list. Like he's the hybrid of everything.
He's everyone.
He's everyone.
They tried to make him ultimate relatable.
It's actually pretty funny. Yeah,
he's an environmentalist.
Yes,
but a techie.
Yes,
from Texas. Yes. He's got everybody. He's got everybody covered.
Yeah, it's like they were like, okay, how do we? They checked everything off that list. It's pretty funny. But yeah, so I don't know. I would play. I like range and I like support. I like range DPS and range support.
Cool.
So whatever that is on that game, then that's what I would probably be playing. And what are you going to be playing? You said you don't want to do the tank?
No, I am tank.
You are the tank.
I always tried to be support until one day I realized
it sucks.
Yeah, one day I realized in ESO, mind you, Jordan was like, I think you're actually a tank, dude. And I played tank, and I am a tank.
You're a brawler. You want to get in.
I want to get in and get out. Yeah. I don't want to sit on the outside.
Yeah, definitely.
But I enjoy magic so much. So much.
But you enjoy it. You would have to be like a melee magic user.
Yeah.
Which, at that point, why not just use a weapon?
I mean, paladin, kind of. I could be paladin.
Paladins are generally like...
they're tank healers.
They're tank support. Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's paladin. Yeah. We need Jordan here for that. T-Bucks writes in and says, what game is more badass, Dreamlight Valley or Doom Eternal? It's close, man. It's close.
Oh, speaking of Doom... you were showing me the game that just... What was that game that
Immortals
just
launched? Immortals
Avium. Or not launched, but the trailer?
Yeah, here, Immortals Avium.
I'm going to pull that up real quick.
Yeah, FYI, so that was the first time we tried that Q&A live here on YouTube. It's a new feature. It's not that new. It's been around a few months, maybe longer, but we've just never utilized it. I think that's how we're going to start doing the mail sack, everybody. So if you'd like to get in a question, come join us live. We'll open up Q&A at the end like that, and I think it's a great way to take questions.
Yeah. Anyways, why I'm bringing this up, you did a video this week, David.
Yes.
You reacted to this new trailer that came out
yes.
About Immortals of...
Avium.
Avium?
Yeah. Now, this is a single-player game. It has... So, this is a magic, first-person magic, they call it. Can we rewind there quickly? I want to show you something. And even right there. We can actually pause right there. I'll tell you when to pause.
Okay.
It looks cool. The fighting looks smooth. It really feels more like a first-person shooter with magic, which is exactly how they describe it. So on that, they're on point. It looks interesting, though. I like the magic aspect right there. It feels like Destiny. It has a very Destiny vibe. The voice of the narrator in this trailer is Ikora.
Yeah.
From Destiny. So it has a very Destiny vibe. It's not Destiny gameplay, from what I understand, though. It is a single-player experience.
I don't know if... I mean, it's got style, but I don't know. I guess the closest thing to Destiny... I saw in this trailer
right there
is that guy.
There's a crucible.
Yeah, that helmet kind of reminds me of Destiny. But some of the other stuff, I don't know if I got Destiny vibes.
I mean, just from a just stylistic standpoint. Yeah, stylistic. Colors? Definitely inspiration from Destiny.
Sure.
If you fast forward to gameplay. So here's my only thing. Like, I love the idea of magic. Like, right there feels very Destiny.
That did.
Yeah, right here feels very Halo.
What you don't under... I'm going to go back to that where the ships are coming in. This is the non-loading screen. Remember how Destiny was like... We don't have loading screens, and it's the ship on, you know, flying around.
Yeah,
that looks like that's probably their non-loading screen.
Yeah, I like the dude that flips off. Like yeah, that.
You know, when you're running and jumping off a cliff, if you do a flip, you're the cool guy.
You're the cool guy. Yeah, he's probably the fun.
he's the fun guy at parties.
So I do think this looks interesting. This is from EA. EA seems like they're really starting to revamp things and bring out some cool stuff.
I want to see. What's interesting, cinematics are great, but gameplay is really what gets me going.
Yeah, David. And I like the gameplay. However, I will try this game out. I was more excited before watching it than after watching it because of this reason. Hogwarts Legacy is magic, and its fighting is amazing, and it feels like magic. This, to me, feels first-person shooter-ish, which is, in fairness, that's how they describe it. First-person shooter with AoE attacks.
Okay. You're saying that, like, that's a negative?
No, not a negative, but the magic, what I'm saying is it doesn't feel like magic. The magic, Harry Potter, or Hogwarts, rather, I always say Harry Potter, Hogwarts Legacy, it's magic, baby.
Shut up. I'm going to replay all that footage that we just saw. Do you know what this reminds me of?
Destiny?
No.
No, look at that part. Look at that part. That's Destiny, dude.
This reminds me of a game. What was it called? Hexen?
There's a Taken King. He's back.
Hexen on the Nintendo 64.
Oh, yeah. I remember that game.
This reminds me of... If Hexen 64 was made today... This is what it would look like.
Can we rewind real quick? There is so many Destiny inspired. Watch. Oh, there you go. There's the multi-armed spider, dude.
Yeah, I can see that. I would, you know what I would do? I would pay money for a modern Hexen 64.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what this is to me. Like, seeing this gameplay, it doesn't remind me of Destiny at all, David.
No, it's Destiny. But like, that's totally Destiny. Yeah.
Now it reminds me of Hexen 64. I freaking loved that game. I hope that. Yeah. Okay. I'm really interested in this. Yeah, now that I've seen gameplay.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think what's fun is we're getting, like, EA is getting these new IPs, and they had their Wild Hearts, which was their Monster Hunter version, and it was received pretty decently, and I don't think any of us jumped into it, but it was received pretty decently, and now you've got this, Immortals, also coming from EA, Ascendant Studios and EA. It's their EA Originals program, and it's Originals. It's brand new IPs, and that is, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we need. It's why I think Mario, neither of us have seen Mario yet. Mario is the... opening weekend that smashed all animation opening weekend records ever of all time. And from what I understand, it's good, but it's not great. It's no Lion King.
1990,
best picture. You know what I mean?
1993 or 94 Lion King.
Yeah. It's not the best ever. It's really good and fun. A lot of people like it. I can't wait to see it myself. But I think what it is people
didn't have Tim Rice,
like, think about when the last time there was a animated movie that's not a sequel in movie theaters, and it's been years. That's a bigger AAA movie with star power. It's been years, and I think that's the same with EA and gaming. This is refreshing. This is refreshing to see. It's not another Battlefield. It's not another Madden or another FIFA.
It's a first person shooter with magic
and dragons.
Do you think this game has just a terrible tutorial?
It does them out.
Tutorials for first-person shooters got to be like if you're a developer and you include a tutorial on a first-person shooter, something's wrong. Same with, like, racing games.
Yeah. Well,
like
the only thing that you need is to show off if there's some sort of unique ability that you can do. That's the only thing you need to show me how to do that I don't know. That's not standard, but I know what right trigger is and I know what left trigger is.
That was Forza 4, the one in England. That one was bad.
Because they were trying to highlight seasons and they forced you into
that. Oh my gosh. I get it. Right trigger goes.
It was 5 hours. It was a 5-hour tutorial.
Right trigger goes.
You know
who
did a
left
pretty
trigger.
Good tutorial? Again, I'm going to give some love to Hogwarts Legacy. Fantastic tutorial. Just runs you through. They mask it behind a story. And you're already in Hogwarts because I think Assassin's Creed Valhalla masked it behind a story, but you knew you weren't in England yet. That was the problem. So you were waiting to get to England. You knew that's where the story took off from. They should have started you in England. That was their mistake on the tutorial zone.
Yeah, you just aren't a tutorial guy.
Also, don't make me read a bunch. Monster Hunter, I know. I get it. Weird. Let's get me to killing monsters. Like, sprinkle this in a little bit. I just want to kill monsters. I'm literally firing up this game to kill a 50-foot dragon.
There are a lot of complicated things like mechanics in that game. But I get it. You should have been able to say, I don't care. Turn them off.
Yeah,
I think
Let me just fight. I'm not the only one that turned off. Others did as well. Defenestrator, I think, says, look, he just gave up.
Well, I think, David, maybe they didn't feel that way. And you're a mob creator. I recall several times in my life where...
Well, I think I almost did one at Mario.
Oh,
the other day.
Oh, do you want to tell that story?
Is Blake here in chat? I'm not sure if Blake is here in chat, but I think so.
Tell the story.
It's 8:55. I was going to the movies by myself, and then Jordan stops by. And he's like, "I'll go with you."
This is last week.
Yeah, my kids had already gone to see Mario. They were going to bed, and I was like, "An 8:55 movie time? I could go do that. That'd be fun by myself." I was like, actually, really looking forward to going by myself. And Jordan entered into the picture.
Yeah, Jordan came over.
No, just kidding.
Hey, Jordan,
so then we're driving. So we called Spicy. All the lights off. We're at his house. He didn't answer. So then we call Barbara Blake, because he lives really close to us.
I was probably asleep.
Yeah,
because I am not playing games at night anymore.
And so he comes with us. 8:55 is the start time. We're in there.
In the 8:55. You're in the theater at AIS 8:55.
AIS. We are in there. It's next thing I know, it's 9:05. I'm like, this thing's supposed to start.
And what's going on?
And it's just the repeat of like the commercials. And so I'm getting bored. And I'm like, Jordan, should I go say something? Jordan's like, no. Someone else has probably said something. Come to find out, nobody had. I literally think what happened is someone forgot to press the play button.
So how much time has gone by?
So 8:55 was the start time. It's now 9:05. Okay. Next thing we know, it's 9:15. Still waiting there. I've seen all these commercials multiple times, so I just start doing commentary on them. Like,
because they're
old
looped.
Man commentary. Like how much I hate them. How this is stupid. And I'm a little loud, and I could see. I think I was annoying Jordan and Blake. I wish Blake was here in chat. You could tell me, because I could see. Because there's people next to us.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were getting annoyed. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Anyways, I was like, guys, when we leave, you know it's going to start right away. Come to find out, no one went to tell the guys. So it gets to 9:30, nothing. Gets to 9:45.
9:45 and the movie is not up yet.
Then it starts. Five trailers in.
Oh, the movie doesn't start. The trailers start.
Yeah, then it starts. And I'm like, okay, well, they'll skip the trailers. The movie was supposed to be over at 10:55. 10 o'clock, we're still on the trailers. And at that point, I'm like, that's it, I'm out. Like, I cannot, because 10:55 is not bad. You're at 11 o'clock, you're home, in bed, no big deal. We wouldn't be back if we would have stayed and watched it until 1 o'clock. And I've thought about it a lot. The reason I think, because we went and got a refund. They even gave me my popcorn and stuff. They were like, oh, we don't know what happened. And it's like, here's the thing. If an hour went by before it even started, nobody came in to say anything. I don't think they knew it didn't start. I think they forgot to press the play button.
No, yeah, but you are what I'm getting at is you're the mob starter.
Wish I could say what I was saying about the computers or about the commercials, but I can't because it was funny. That's funny.
It's a family show.
But I'm pretty sure people were getting mad at me.
Well, you almost started a riot when we went and bought our Xboxes.
Same thing again, though. Like, yeah. Well, but that was stupid. That was stupid.
Yeah, oh, that was really. It was.
We
really
went
dumb.
The day before. You could go prepay. They encouraged you prepay at the Microsoft store for your Xbox One. We prepaid. When you prepay, they say, oh, here's your Xbox. And we're like, yeah. And they put it in this really fancy Microsoft bag, like fancy bag and all your stuff. And they set it aside to put it in the back for you.
David has this look when he gets pissed and he wants to like start a mob. And he starts, he gets like, he's got crazy eyes.
So that was the day before.
Like it's like this. He's like.
So you prepay.
And once you start doing this, you know shit's about to go down.
So you prepay with the idea, okay, the night of launch launches at 10 o'clock, baby, or midnight, whatever, I don't know. We'll just run in, grab it, run out. No, they make you sit in line. You got to go through the line with everybody to just go up to the register, whether you've paid or prepaid, to get your stuff. Yeah, it's like, what? Stupid. What did I prepay for?
And you're saying all this stuff. As he's saying this, everyone around him's like, yeah, he's right.
Yeah, because we're all sitting in line. Because everybody around us had prepaid.
And then, David, you stand up on the table. What we should do is just take our Xboxes.
Yeah, well, and I was telling the guys, this poor, was it a girl? It was poor girl. She's not the manager.
Yeah.
But I was like unloading. No, I wasn't being rude to her, but just expressing, this is stupid. It's just common sense. Like, someone there just needed to say, all right, everybody who is prepaid in this line, have your receipts ready. Everybody else in this line, let's go. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
Take charge. We need a general. See, I'm a general.
You are the tank. You're a front line. People follow you in.
Yes. I'm a.
You do the countdown. 9, 8, 7. And everybody, it honestly, with Jordan, it honestly is the coolest thing. Like, you're in a game, but he sets the countdown, then Jordan just runs in front, and he's...
And then everybody...
You know, he's looking back, and he's going, for Frodo!
He's Braveheart when he's leading the charge.
Because he needs to, like, taunt the boss to have him attack, so he's the first one. It's really awesome.
So T-Bucks... says, been customizing an Elite controller this entire time, and oh my gosh, I need one of these. T-Bucks, what's the price? What's your end price on your controller? I'd be very curious. I bet you close to 300. T-Bucks seems
300
like...
$300.
T-Bucks, I bet you customize the crap out of it.
$100 for a controller. Wow, that's
dude, crazy. I'm all there. I'm all. If it's cool enough, you could sell me on 300. Anyways, all right, everybody. Hey, Jordan will be back next week.
Yeah, we miss him.
We'll get things back on track. And thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in. If you haven't yet, youtube.com/X1Bros. T-Bucks has got back 219 so far, but I'm not done.
Gonna go the distance.
Nice. Like, review, subscribe, rate us wherever, whatever. I don't know what I'm saying. There's 9 seconds left before we count out here. I'm gonna go play some Disney.
The badass Disney
Valley,
game.
Baby. Have a good one, everyone. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.